Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, read by Papa Rick. Long ago, there lived a kind princess named Snow White. Her wicked stepmother, the queen, feared that someday Snow White's beauty would outshine her own. So she forced Snow White to dress in rags and work like a servant. But nothing could spoil the princess's sweet nature. Each day, the queen consulted her magic mirror.
Magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?
And each day, the mirror replied,
you are the fairest one of all.
But one morning, the mirror declared that Snow White was the most beautiful woman in all the land. And the queen flew into a jealous rage. While Snow White attended to her chores, she sang a wish into a wishing well. She hoped that someday, soon, a prince would fall in love with her. Little did she know that a handsome prince had already overheard her song. The prince fell in love with Snow White instantly. She was shy at first and fled to the castle balcony. But as he sang a love song, she placed a kiss on a friendly dove who carried it to the prince below. At that very moment, the jealous queen was plotting against the princess. She ordered her royal huntsman to take Snow White far into the forest and kill her. Then she held out a carved box.
Bring back her heart and this,
she commanded him. Afraid of angering the queen, the huntsman took Snow White into the forest to gather wildflowers. Snow White was happy to have a day free from her rags and chores. As she picked blossoms, she sang about her prince. Unaware of the huntsman's evil intentions, Snow White soothed a baby bird that had fallen from its nest. Oh, please don't cry, she said. Your mama and papa can't be far. As she spoke, the huntsman crept up behind her with his dagger at the ready. When Snow White realized what the huntsman had planned, she let out a scream. Ah! But the man could not harm the gentle girl.
Forgive me,
he begged. Then he warned Snow White about the queen.
She's mad,
said the huntsman.
Run away! Hide!
Terrified, Snow White ran into the forest. The woods were dark and full of strange noises. Owls and bats swooped down on her, and twisted branches snagged her cape. The farther Snow White ran, the more lost and frightened she became. At last, she could run no more. She collapsed to the ground with a sob, and mysterious eyes watched her from the shadows. The eyes belonged to curious forest animals who crept close to comfort Snow White. She dried her tears and smiled at them. Everything's going to be all right, she said. But I do need a place to sleep at night. Maybe you know where I can stay? The animals knew the perfect place for Snow White to rest. They led her through the forest to the edge of a sunlit clearing. There stood a charming little cottage. Oh, it's adorable, Snow White exclaimed. just like a doll's house. Snow White ran to a window and peered through, but it was too dark inside to see. When she tried the door, it swung open. "Hello, may I come in?" Snow White called, but no one answered. Snow White saw 7 little chairs and a very messy home. She determined that 7 little children must live there. "We'll clean the house and surprise them," Snow White said. "Then maybe they'll let me stay." Singing cheerfully, she cleaned the cottage with the animals' help until it was sparkling. Meanwhile, in a nearby mine, the 7 dwarves were busy digging up beautiful diamonds and jewels. It was their cottage that Snow White was cleaning. When the sun began to set, the dwarves started their journey home. Singing a jolly tune as they marched along, they had no idea of the surprise waiting for them. When Snow White and her friends finished cleaning downstairs, they went upstairs to the bedroom. There, the princess saw 7 little beds with names carved in them: Doc, Happy, Sneezy, Dopey, Grumpy, Bashful, and Sleepy. Snow White yawned. "I'm a little sleepy myself," she said, lying down across the beds. The animals covered her with a sheet, and soon she was fast asleep. While Snow White slept, the dwarves arrived at the cottage, which should have been dark and still. But smoke billowed from the chimney, and lights glowed from the windows. The dwarves didn't know what to do.
"We'll go squeak up, sneak up,"
the dwarf named Doc said.
"Follow me."
Doc and the other dwarfs crept into the cottage, trying not to make a sound. But they soon realized that something wasn't quite right. Their home had been cleaned.
"There's dirty work afoot,"
the dwarf named Grumpy grumbled. They heard a noise and went upstairs to investigate. Dopey and the other dwarves tiptoed into the bedroom. Just then, Snow White yawned and stretched under the sheet.
A monster!
The dwarves gasped. Doc quickly pulled back the sheet.
"Why, it's a girl!"
he exclaimed. The dwarfs gazed at Snow White.
"She's beautiful,"
Bashful said.
"Just like an angel."
The dwarves' voices awakened Snow White. She sat up and smiled at them.
"Why, you're not children," she said. "How do you do?"
"How do you do what?"
Grumpy answered. But Snow White's smile was so sweet, the other dwarves couldn't help smiling back. Snow White easily guessed each dwarf's names: Doc, Happy, Sneezy,
Achoo!
Dopey, Grumpy, Bashful, and Sleepy. Then she introduced herself and told the dwarfs about the evil queen. "Please don't send me away," she begged. All the dwarves agreed to let Snow White stay, well, except Grumpy. He wanted nothing to do with a wicked queen. Snow White promised to cook and clean for the dwarves in return for their kindness. She had their dinner ready that evening, but they were too dirty to sit at the table. "March straight outside and wash, or you'll not get a bite to eat," she told them. The dwarves didn't like washing, but they were willing to do it for Snow White. Only Grumpy refused.
Her wiles are beginning to work,
he muttered as the others began to scrub. No one was going to make him wash up. Grumpy was wrong.
Get him!
Doc shouted. In a flash, the other dwarves grabbed Grumpy and dumped him in the tub. He spluttered and splashed as they cleaned his hands, his face, even his beard. Now, everyone was ready for dinner. But far away from the dwarves' warm, cozy cottage, a single light burned high in the castle tower. The queen had once more asked her magic mirror to name the fairest in the land. But instead of naming her, the mirror replied,
Snow White still lives, the fairest in the land. 'Tis the heart of a pig you hold in your hand.
The huntsman had tricked her. The queen stormed downstairs to create a terrible potion. The foul green liquid bubbled and hissed in the glass.
Now begin thy magic spell,
the queen commanded. Then she lifted the goblet to her lips and drank. In a moment, the queen transformed into an ugly old hag.
The perfect disguise,
she cackled. Back at the dwarf's cottage, dinner was finished, and Snow White and her friends were playing music and singing a silly song. Even Grumpy joined the fun, thumping away on a pipe organ.
Do nothing with them.
The gentle princess had no idea of the evil the queen was brewing in her dungeon. The queen cackled as she dipped an apple into a bubbling potion.
One taste of the poisoned apple and the victim's eyes will close forever.
The only antidote to the queen's spell was love's first kiss. The wicked queen filled a basket with apples, including the poisoned one. All night, she crept through the forest. By morning, she was close to the dwarf's cottage and Snow White. But she would wait until the dwarves left before approaching. As the dwarves set out for the mine, Snow White kissed them each goodbye. Dopey managed to get two kisses.
Beware of strangers,
Doc warned the princess.
Don't let nobody or nothing in the house,
Grumpy added.
Achoo!
Sneezy sneezed. Snow White was busy making a pie when a shadow fell over her. With a gasp, she looked up and saw an old lady at the window.
It's apple pies that make the men folks' mouths water. Go on, have a bite,
the old lady said, offering the poisoned apple to Snow White. Snow White's bird friends knew something was wrong. Before the princess could take the apple, they all dove at the stranger, pecking her with her and flapping their wings in her face, trying to drive her away. Shame on you, frightening a poor old lady, Snow White scolded.
Oh, my heart,
the old lady groaned.
Take me into the house. A drink of water, please.
The birds and the forest animals watched in alarm as tender-hearted Snow White helped the old woman. They knew the princess was in terrible danger. The birds and the forest animals raced to the diamond mine to warn the dwarves. They tugged on the dwarfs' beards and hats. They pulled their sleeves and pushed them from behind. At last, the dwarves understood.
The queen! Snow White!
Doc cried.
We gotta save her!
Grumpy shouted. Back at the cottage,
The old hag once again offered Snow White the poisoned apple.
"It's a magic wishing apple,"
she said.
"Now take the apple, dearie, and make a wish."
Snow White took the apple and thought of the handsome prince. I wish, she whispered. Snow White closed her eyes, lifted the apple to her lips, and took a single bite. A moment later, she fell to the floor. Now
I'll be the fairest in the land.
But as the queen left the cottage, the dwarves and the forest animals charged after her through the pouring rain. They were determined to capture her. The dwarves followed her up a steep rocky hill. Higher and higher the queen went until she stood on the edge of a cliff. There was nowhere else for her to go.
"I'm trapped,"
she cried. The queen grabbed a broken tree limb and tried to pry an enormous boulder loose so it would crash down on the dwarves. A blinding bolt of lightning struck the ledge where the queen stood. The ledge crumbled beneath her, and with a horrible shriek, she fell into the black abyss below, never to be seen again. When the weary dwarves returned and found Snow White lying silent, they were heartbroken. But she was so beautiful, even in death, that they fashioned a coffin of gold and glass for her. Day and night, season after season, they watched over her, until one afternoon, when Snow White's prince arrived. The handsome prince had searched far and wide for the princess he had met at the wall that fateful morning. When he came to the clearing where Snow White lay, he knelt down and kissed her. It was love's first kiss. With a soft sigh, Snow White sat up and rubbed her eyes. The prince shouted with joy and lifted her to his arms, and the dwarves danced and laughed, and the woods rang with calls from the happy forest animals. Snow White was alive! Snow White kissed each dwarf goodbye and promised to see them again soon. The prince lifted her onto his horse, then led Snow White to his castle, where they lived happily ever after. The end.